This is VOA News. I'm Gene Randall. Russian President Vladimir Putin and Ukrainian leader Volodymyr Zelensky have met for the first time in Paris for long-awaited talks on resolving the military conflict in eastern Ukraine, which has claimed more than 13,000 lives since 2014. After a series of bilateral meetings, Putin and Zelensky sat down with French President Emmanuel Macron and German Chancellor Angela Merkel. The four-way talks represent the first time the heads of Ukraine and Russia have met since 2016, and the first time since Zelensky was elected president in April, pledging to end the war with Russia. All sides have made efforts to moderate expectations of any breakthrough. The Kremlin wants to maintain as much influence over Ukraine as possible, using the land held by the separatists it supports as leverage. Zelensky must balance the benefits of progress toward peace with the potentially disastrous political risk of being seen as surrendering to Moscow. A New Zealand volcano erupted today while tourists were exploring White Island. Dozens could be dead. Authorities say the site is still too dangerous for police and rescuers to search for the missing. New Zealand Prime Minister Jacinda Ardern.
We know that there were a number of tourists on or around the island at the time, both New Zealanders and visitors from overseas. I know there will be a huge amount of concern and anxiety for those who have loved ones on or around the island at the time. And I can assure them police are doing everything they can.
New Zealand emergency officials say around 50 people were on White Island, also known as Mwakari, when the eruption began. Cameras providing a live feed from the volcano showed a group of tourists walking on the crater floor moments before the eruption. For more news, we invite you online to voanews.com. There is also a convenient mobile app. From Washington, this is VOA News. The U.S. Justice Department's Inspector General has released a highly anticipated report on the investigation of Russian interference in the 2016 presidential election. The report is well short of what President Trump wanted to see. AP correspondent Ben Thomas has a report.
The Inspector General's report finds no evidence of the political bias President Trump claims tainted the Russia probe. But a summary of the report obtained by the Associated Press does cite performance failures up the FBI's chain of command and 17 significant errors or omissions in surveillance applications for Trump campaign aide Carter Page. At the same time, the Inspector General says there was no intentional misconduct and the FBI was justified in opening its investigation. Attorney General William Barr is rejecting that finding, calling the probe intrusive. Ben Thomas, Washington.
President Trump's reaction to the report was to focus on what the IG found to be investigators' mistakes.
It is incredible, far worse than I would have ever thought possible. And it's an embarrassment to our country. It's dishonest. It's everything that a lot of people thought it would be, except far worse.
The Democratic-led House Judiciary Committee today, in a rancorous public session, heard a summary of the impeachment case against President Trump. This as Democrats prepare formal charges against him. Articles of impeachment could be voted on before Christmas. New results from the largest long-term study of brain development and children's health raise provocative questions about obesity and brain function. We get a report from AP correspondent Shelley Adler.
While more research needs to be done, the latest information raises questions. Does excess body weight affect the brain, or are eating habits, lifestyle, family circumstances, and genetics to blame? Previous studies in children and adults have had conflicting results, and the new research doesn't really settle the matter. Outside experts caution that misconstruing the information could unfairly extend weight stigma. But an editorial published with the study in JAMA Pediatrics called it an important addition to mounting evidence of a link between weight, brain structure, and mental function. I'm Shelley Adler.
North Korea's U.N. ambassador says the issue of denuclearization is off the table in any future talks between the U.S. and Pyongyang. The RAND Corporation's Bruce Bennett says North Korean leader Kim Jong-un was never sincere about wanting to give up his nuclear weapons.
I think the denuclearization offer was a sham, that it was an attempt by Kim to buy time and to buy recognition, which he certainly got.
Meanwhile, North Korea says it carried out what it calls a very important test at a satellite launching site over the weekend. Gene Randall, VOA News.